on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Okay. How you doing, Reg? That's funny. All right, well, let's do the little podcasting. What do you say? All right, cool. You all set there, pal? Good. Get the I better get my instrument ready. Trigger finger blah 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 blah. Trigger finger ready, and I will get my microphone to the correct angle, and we shall get started. What do you say? Put it in the books. Episode 469. 469er. All right. Star, smile strong. Get ready, Reggie. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's Elton Jim Toronto, and this is Captain Podtastic. And welcome to another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNRadio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And of course, don't forget, while listening is something that is much appreciated, a close second is getting out there and tell your friends and your family and anyone who listens to a podcast by telling them that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. What the hell are they waiting for? Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated on that point. And as a nice little thank you, you can go back to WGNRadio.com. You can go to the podcast section, hit the prompt for this podcast, and then you will be gifted with dozens and dozens and dozens of previous podcasts full of information and entertainment. And if you're not too careful, you just might learn something new. We've been doing this for almost 9 years now to the day. This is episode 469. Yeah, we are getting ever so close to, I believe, thanks to the listener Craig, who actually had the date of when the first podcast was posted, May 24th. So that's coming up here. We're almost at 9 years. Wow. If you've been with us since day one, thank you so much. If you've been with us since episode 468, hey, thank you as well. Welcome aboard. So what I wanted to talk about today is a topic that, be honest with you, I really didn't think I would discuss it all in any serious manner, because it just seemed kind of gossipy and just irrelevant and silly, you know. And so I never really paid much attention to it. But as I started to examine it a little more, as it continued to just have legs, as they say, this was a story that continued to live on. It didn't just hit us and then pass us by, like so many stories in the media today. I've talked many times about our collective short attention span in today's world. It really is just every day another story catches our attention and we move on, regardless of how serious one story may seem at the time. Something else seems newer and fresher, and we gravitate toward that. It's a very different media world because of social media, no question about that. But this was a story that would seem to have been relatively trite when you look at the serious stories that are dominating the world today. I mean, we've got two lingering wars still going on between Israel and Hamas and Palestine, and then, of course, Ukraine and Russia. And then we had a semi-serious skirmish. How's that for alliteration? Semi-serious skirmish that could have escalated, but thankfully cooler heads prevailed a week or so ago between India and Pakistan. So there's a lot of major stories in the world, the economy, tariffs. Tariffs are blamed for everything these days, you name it. You know, I think I've got a cold. I think it's because of the tariffs. Look, I'm not getting political here, but my gosh, it seems like in every sentence, because of the tariffs, because of the tariffs. I don't know if tariffs are good or bad. I don't know what's going on in that whole realm. I do know the stock market is back up again since the tariffs were put on delay, I guess, for 90 days. So that was good news for the markets. But it just seems like when in doubt, blame the tariffs. But anyway, my point is there's a lot of major, important stories that are affecting our lives and our world in general. And the one that I want to talk about today, at least initially, seemed like just kind of gossipy fodder and whatever, and it would just pass away. Even though for its moment in the sun, it was an interesting little occurrence. But I didn't think it had legs, as they say, to carry on. But it has. But as I looked at it a little closer, I started to see some interesting nuances about this that I didn't hear talked about or brought up very much, that I thought, you know what? What seemed like a trite little story might have some interesting underlying aspects to it that I might want to discuss. And yeah, here's the story, believe it or not. Yeah, I'm actually going to talk about this story, folks. The Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson story. Many of you, I would assume, may be aware of this. If you don't, well, congratulations to you, because it didn't get on your radar screen initially. But I'm going to put it on your radar screen because I think there's a few, as I said, little nuances to the story that might be worth discussing now in retrospect, as it continues to sort of bubble in the news world. So Bill Belichick, I don't think you need to be a sports fan to know that he is one of the most successful NFL quarterbacks. NFL head coaches in history. He was the driving force of the dominance of the New England Patriots for many years. I believe, what, 8 Super Bowls? Certainly one of the best coaches of all time based on that record, and certainly one of the best coaches of today. And so he has certainly made a name for himself. He was really kind of the prototype, head coach, tough, kind of gutsy guy, didn't say very much. And I guess he's won 8 Super Bowls, not as a coach, head coach itself, but as a coach and a coordinator. He's been a part of 8 Super Bowl teams. He's got 8 rings. That's pretty impressive. And so, as I said, he certainly is one of the most celebrated coaches in NFL history, and certainly of the past 15 or 20 years, no question about that. And so even if you're not a diehard sports fan, I think you'd have seen his picture and heard his name just because of the success that he's had, especially, as I said, with his run with the New England Patriots and sort of being joined at the hip those many of those victories as the head coach of Tom Brady, who was considered probably the greatest quarterback, perhaps, of all time, given his amount of Super Bowl victories and his longevity. So Bill Belichick then, of course, was unceremoniously fired a few years ago. He's just recently turned up now, and he will be the head coach of, I think, his first season now with the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And so it'll be interesting to see as this this accomplished NFL head coach now sets his sights at age 73 on the college football world. So certainly that alone is news. Bill Belichick back in coaching, but not in the NFL, but in college football. Interesting. Okay, you know, the NFL these days with new head coaches, many of them young, even untested, many of them in their mid to late 30s or early 40s. As I said before, Bill Belichick, 73 years old. Perhaps there's a sense in the NFL by the owners who hire these coaches that a coach who is as celebrated and has such a winning record and created a dynasty for almost 20, for almost 20 years with the Patriots, they want a new head coach with new ideas, and so he went to the college game. Certainly not a huge step down, but not the NFL, right? So it'll be interesting to see what he does. But that's not the story. That's a little background. It made news when Bill Belichick returned to football as a college coach. But what's interesting is what's making more news is not what he's doing on the football field, but what he's doing off the football field. And one of the main things that has put him in the pop culture world, outside of just being a sports figure, but in the pop culture world, and this is where many of you, if you even weren't aware of him in the sporting world as one of the most successful head coaches in NFL history, most likely you are aware of him now because of his latest romance. Yeah. 73-year-old Bill Belichick, kind of a burly, beefy guy, a tough-looking guy. If Fred Flintstone was a head coach, this is what probably he would look like. And earlier this year, I think last year, we found out that Bill Belichick, late last year, sometime in 2024, that Bill Belichick was dating a 24, now she's now 24 years old, a 24-year-old woman that apparently had met on a plane a few years ago, a former college and cheerleader, a beauty pageant contestant, went to cosmetology school, a woman named Jordan Hudson, pretty much unknown in the world in any way, but all of a sudden, this unlikely romance was confirmed and was put out there in the public forum, and it shocked many people. As I said, Bill Belichick, 73 years old. Jordan Hudson, 24 years old. Bill Belichick, 73 years old, not a 73-year-old Warren Beatty or a 73-year-old Brad Pitt. As I said, kind of a rough and tumble, burly, always a man of few words, always looked kind of grumpy on the sidelines, never really talked a lot to the media, very kind of quiet, yes and no answers. He ruled the roost. He could be a curmudgeon if he wanted to, because he let his record and the winning speak for itself. So it was just a shock to see. You wouldn't expect a guy like this to be all of a sudden in a romance with somebody almost 50 years younger to begin with, and a very beautiful woman. Regardless, hey, love is a crazy thing, right? So it was shocking, but people were like, well, okay, whatever, Que sera, sera. Love knows no bounds. Whatever. We'll see if it lasts forever or if it lasts 10 minutes. It was interesting from that standpoint, and we sort of moved on. Well, as time went on and this relationship continued, you have to understand, in today's world, especially with a 24-year-old woman who is steeped in the world of social media, even though social media hasn't been around for 24 years, by the time that she was a teenager, she's probably grown up in a world when she became aware of things. She's grown up in a world where there was no such, there was never not social media. She grew up in a world where social media has always existed. For those of us a little older, it's still somewhat of a new phenomenon, but to her, it's always been around. And so for a typical teenager, to anybody in their 20s, or even up to their 30s, they don't even probably know a world without social media. And they are well invested in it. They are savvy in it. It is a crucial part of their lives. It's not just a sideline. It's not just I think I'll post something. To people in that age group, even a little older, it's a daily responsibility. In today's world, being a content provider, a social media content provider, or an influencer is, believe it or not, a legitimate job, a legitimate career. Colleges are teaching courses in it. Those of us who are older, we look at it and say, this is just narcissism gone wild. But to a younger generation, this is a career path. And for many people, it is a lucrative career path, as crazy as that may sound. But we are definitely entrenched in a social media world, and the genie is out of the bottle, and we've got full-blown generations now who don't consider it an odd thing. It's as normal as anything else that seems to be a part of our daily routines. And so I don't know if Bill Belichick, being from an older generation, he was born in the 50s, as I said before, for the most part, throughout most of his career, he did his best to either ignore or avoid or stonewall the media and the press. The legacy official media, or as well, certainly in his mind probably, social media wasn't even on his radar screen. But when you suddenly become in a relationship with a young person in their 20s, you better understand that social media is suddenly going to be a part of your life, because it's definitely a part of theirs. Now, granted, this is a very beautiful young woman. As I said, she was a beauty pageant contestant. She's a cheerleader. So clearly, even the social media world has opened up huge opportunities for attractive young women for a variety of ways and for a variety of reasons. So you've got an ambitious, pretty young woman, skilled and obsessed with social media, as are most people in her age group. Someone that's looking to make a name for herself, to be a content provider, to be an influencer, to be a celebrity. Don't forget, we have now anointed people with fame and celebrity without much background. It's not well earned anymore. It's kind of handed out. I wouldn't even say ordained. Ordained to me gives a sense of some kind of of training are involved, that somebody has been giving us a special designation. Today, we hand out fame and celebrity like flyers on a street corner. You know, here, read this, free, take it. So that's another aspect of our society and culture that has changed because of social media. And so you really can't blame her because, as I said, this is now considered a legitimate career path. You know, everybody has their brand. You know, everybody has a brand now. You know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, a brand was always associated with a company or a product or a corporation. Now it is associated with a person, an individual. So you grow your brand, you go viral, you promote yourself. As I said, in a narcissistic driven society of which we are today, especially here in the United States, for good or bad, that's what's happened. That's what's developed. That's what's accepted. That's what's expected. And that's the norm. And you can bemoan it. You can criticize it, but it doesn't matter. It's here and it ain't going away. And so I don't fault Jordan Hudson for suddenly in this new public romance with Bill Belichick, regardless of this almost 50-year age difference. I'm not surprised, and I don't blame her, that she would, as any young woman would do in today's world, would broadcast, if that's the word, or share, whatever you want to call it, her newest relationship with her new boyfriend. And so suddenly, Jordan Hudson is a name that we know because she's going out with and she's in a relationship with Bill Belichick, one of the most well-known and successful NFL coaches. As unlikely as this couple may seem, in terms of age, in terms of interest, in terms of anything, that doesn't matter. They're together. There's some connection between them. It's not for us to judge. But at the same time, I think what Bill Belichick is beginning to learn, and even maybe his supposedly media-savvy girlfriend Jordan Hudson is beginning to learn, as most young people that share everything need to learn the hard lesson, is that if you put yourself out in the public eye, which you can do today, 30, 40 years ago, you had to work hard to get some attention to yourself. There was only X amount of outlets to have a light shined on you. Today, you can shine that light on yourself with your cell phone and become the influencer and the content provider, whatever you want to call it, a viral sensation, whatever it is. But there's also another aspect of that. If you're going to get out into the world and put yourself out there publicly and do things that you think are cool and fun, that show off who you are and what your personality is, because that's the whole idea, that's your brand, that's fine, but then no. And it's inevitable. You've put yourself in the public forum. Yes, initially there may be a lot of excitement. Wow, well, this is cool. This is new. This is fun. As I said, in today's world, our attention span is very short. We are always moving on to the next shiny new object. So all of a sudden, this interesting, on its face, intriguing relationship of a 73-year-old successful football coach suddenly dating a beautiful young 24-year-old woman. So yes, initially, at first, as she begins to put their relationship in the public on social media, as they appear at public events, on red carpets, in the audiences of things, you know, the paparazzi now is interested in following them. This is an interesting, intriguing relationship with this 50-year age gap and these two unlikely people together. And so initially, the reaction may be positive. But you have to understand, if you put yourself out there, you are opening yourself up to not only likes and views and compliments, but the other side of the coin. Negative reaction, criticism, personal criticism, angry, mean criticism. Some of it may be fair, some of it may not, but that's one of the aspects of social media. There is no filter, there is no editor. That's the main difference between the established legacy media and today's social media. I've explained and talked about this in great detail in the past. There is no filter. So if you put yourself out there, that's great. Just realize you're opening yourself up, yes, for hearts and smile emojis and views and likes, and the world is great. Wow, look at me. People like me. That's the goal. But you also put yourself up and open yourself up to public ridicule and criticism and disparaging remarks and mean remarks. There are no guarantees. What you think is great, what you think is fun, what you're sharing, you're so excited to share your relationship, you want to put it out for the whole world to see, that's your right. But you also have to understand it is the public's right to either accept it or reject it, to compliment it and like it, or dislike it and criticize it. And that's the double-edged sword that many people don't fully understand, especially younger people who just don't have as much experience with putting their foot out into the big real world and the connectivity and the reach of social media is literally global. That's not just a euphemism. It literally is global. And I don't think when people are in their house or on the street and they're recording themselves for some kind of a TikTok or some other kind of a little online vignette that they're going to post, I don't think they realize just how far this will reach and just how open they are making themselves for potential criticism. When they're sharing this, they're expecting this to be welcomed and complimented and liked and very positive. Why would you put something out negative about yourself? You always try to put your best foot forward. So I think people are under the self-absorbed, self-centered, narcissistic impression that, oh, people are going to love this. Well, maybe your friends, maybe your grandma, maybe your mom, but there's no guarantee that the other 8 billion on the planet are going to. And that's a harsh reality sandwich that more and more people are beginning to find. But they find it too late after they've already jumped into the pool past their eyebrows. They just don't dip their toe in anymore. Today's society is all or nothing. And so they're not ready for the brushback. They're not ready for the backlash. And in Bill Belichick's from his perspective, this is a guy, as I said, who legendarily avoided the press. When he was forced to do press interviews, it was giving out only the barest and sparsest of information. He would grunt. He would say yes and no, one-word answers, not even speak clear or loud. And it was torturous, it seemed to him. And so that's what was kind of interesting about this this relationship when suddenly they went public, because clearly it would seem that Jordan Hudson was kind of behind a lot of the social media display of this new relationship. Yes, initially they were at public events. The paparazzi were eating it up, you know, as somebody who was in a relationship with somebody that he had feelings for, as well as a man who's got a beautiful young woman on his arm. Bill Belichick seemed to be very happy to suddenly be posing for photos with the press. Wasn't saying much, but you know, here was a guy that's saying, "Hey, look at me! I'm 73, and I've got a 24-year-old girl on my arm," and she, of course, was basking in the glow of this well-known celebrity and well-known public figure who can obviously bring attention to her and, more importantly, attention to her brand. But as I said, as people got used to, you know, initially there was the shock value of this almost 50-year age gap. But after a while, it became, and there were some paparazzi shots of them on the beach, and she's there in a bikini or a skimpy little outfit, and there he is with his big old shorts and his, you know, walking down along the beach. It looked like looked like a grandfather and a granddaughter, but that's not what was going on. But after the initial shock, it became kind of a, Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend. And it didn't really register much anymore. And that's been going on for about a couple of years now. And the relationship continues, and you'd see, you know, these pictures at different events, and you'd say to yourself, wow, you know, okay, well, it seemed unlikely when it was first, like I said, brought to the attention and sort of made public. But here, 2 years later or so, they're still together. Okay, good for them. Once again, who are we to judge? Love knows no boundaries. Romance can blossom any old time, right? So, fast forward to a few months ago. Bill Belichick writes a new book, playing into his winning philosophy of both football and life. And there's no question that he was asked to write a book because suddenly, even though he is no longer the head football coach of the New England Patriots, this romance, as well as then re-entering football as a new college football coach, sort of puts him back in the public eye. And so, you know, these days it's hard enough for books to sell. And so publishers are looking for people that are making, are getting views, getting likes in the public eye, in the gossip columns, in the People magazine, you know, online, you know, doing TikToks, social media, all that. So suddenly Bill Belichick, historically someone who stayed away from the media, now suddenly is something of a viable brand himself. And so publishers say, hey, here's a guy that has had this winning, this reputation for winning and success. And so, hey, one of the big genres of books that continues to sell are success stories by people that are well known and have had successful runs, you know, passing on their advice, their experience to other people who strive and have ambitions to also achieve in their lives. So suddenly Bill Belichick writes a new book called The Art of Winning: Lessons from My Life in Football. And so, of course, this is this kind of a biography, self-help book, you know, that type of thing. And so, of course, he's out to promote it. Well, once again, because of the new spotlight on Bill Belichick. In part, not only because he's returning to football, but of course because of this kind of, it's not even May and December. This is a January and December relationship with almost 50 years in between. Bill Belichick is headlines. Bill Belichick is news. And so, yeah, he's going to get out there and promote this book, and then there's going to be media outlets that are going to be interested in talking to him about it. And what he needs to understand, and what everybody involved needs to understand, is that the media is interested in you, yes, for your book, yes, for the advice and the experience that you can provide about your success and your the art of winning and all these other things. But they're also intrigued by you because of this other aspect that has re-entered you into the pop culture world. This relationship. So if you're going to promote this book, yes, we will interview to promote, we media will interview you to talk about your new book, but you also need to be prepared and open to knowing that your relationship now is a part of you. It's one reason why you're sitting in that chair to be interviewed. It's not just because of your past accomplishments. It's not just because of the sage advice that you can pass along. It's not just because of your book. It's also because of this interesting relationship that you have, which is a part of, as I said before, the pop culture world. And you yourself have put yourself out there. There's a famous couple of pictures from on social media posted by Jordan Hudson of the couple. Halloween, for instance, he's dressed up as a fisherman on the beach by the shore, and she's dressed up like a mermaid, like he caught her. Okay, now, cute, funny. I would bet a lot of money it wasn't Bill Belichick's idea to have her dressed up like in a scantily clad mermaid's outfit to show off her nice figure, and Bill dressed as the Gorton's fisherman, all kind of frumpy. It's clear what this picture, the meaning of what that picture was supposed to accentuate. Jordan Hudson, not Bill Belichick. Oh, yes, their relationship, their love, the fisherman he caught. Look at his catch. You know what they're going for here. But ultimately, you've got a beautiful woman in a suggestive mermaid's outfit on the beach. Jordan Hudson is social media savvy. I would have to think that this concept and this photo was her idea, and Bill Belichick, of course, in a relationship, trying to please his partner, maybe in older age, loosening up a little. He was always so tightly wound. As I said before, kind of a curmudgeon, perhaps. We are seeing a playful side of Bill Belichick. Perhaps it was both of their ideas. I would tend to think it was more Jordan Hudson's, but who knows? As I said, maybe Bill Belichick at 73 has found a new lease on life. Maybe she makes him feel young and uninhibited, and maybe he's seen that, you know, being this kind of grumpy curmudgeon was no way to live, and now I'm 73 and I finally realize that I want to have fun and I want to project the fun, and I'm in love with this young woman and I want to project our relationship and the fun that we have together. It's all legitimate. No problem with that. Yes, it looks a little odd, but especially with Bill Belichick involved, but as I said, we don't know the motivations. But here's the thing. They look at this as a fun, energetic, loving, funny, hilarious, clever, you know, little snapshot of their relationship. There's another picture of them on the beach. Bill Belichick balancing her. He's on his back. He's got his legs up, and she's sort of spread out like she's flying balancing on his feet. Okay, once again, this picture to me is more about showing off Jordan Hudson and her figure and her body than it is Bill Belichick, who seems to be more of the plank than a crucial participant. He seems more like the plank. She basically looks like she's planking, but she's planking on Bill Belichick, and he's the plank. When you see somebody, you see that the viral videos of people planking, you don't really pay attention to what they're planking on. You pay attention to the person who is planking. Well, so I don't know, once again, if that photo is very complimentary of Bill Belichick. I don't think he's meant to be the star of that picture. But his girlfriend says, you know what would be fun? If you were to balance me on your feet and I could be in this pose. Okay, dear. Once again, how fun would that be? This would be fun. And it shows how playful we are. Well, I guess it does, but it also shows, once again, Jordan Hudson's athleticism and her figure. And 73-year-old Bill Belichick looks like the plank. So, those are just a couple of pictures that have been put out there by this couple. Once again, their motivation may be we are sharing our relationship. We are sharing the fun that we're having, the whimsy. Isn't this great? Okay. They expect this to be, and once again, it's a playful side of Bill Belichick, very different from his previous image. And so I'm sure in their minds, this will be fun to share with people. And I'm sure some people saw it and said, look at those two frolicking on the beach. Good for them. But other people said, why is this grandpa doing this? What's going on with Bill Belichick? What's the point of this? Why is this? What is this? He's dressed up like a fisherman, and she's got this scantily clad mermaid outfit. She's balancing on his legs. What the heck is going on? What it looks like to somebody with a more critical eye is, Bill Belichick will do just about anything to make sure that his girlfriend is happy. And that's not in a good way. But once again, that's the risk that you take by putting yourself out in the public, especially on your own. I mean, what's so funny is when you think about 20, 30, even 15 years ago, celebrities were trying to avoid having pictures taken of themselves. They avoided the paparazzi. Now, they can't wait to put themselves out there. They can't wait. It's really been such a shift, and such a quick shift in our cultural behavior. It's really a sociological, phenomenon that I think needs to be a little more studied. Although I think it's pretty obvious, as I said many times, we're just we have validated narcissism previously in our cultures. We have always tried to tone down our narcissism because it's a major impulse of the human species. But it was always considered bad taste. But today, it's accepted. It's expected. But I don't know if Bill Belichick, once again, always very suspicious of the media, always very guarded in front of the media. I don't think he really fully thought out some of these scenarios and some of these viral pictures that he agreed to, because I think he was caught in the moment with his girlfriend having fun. But we weren't at that. We weren't feeling that. We're just seeing the very objective result of their frolicking on the beach or their fun at Halloween. We're seeing old Bill Belichick dressed as a fisherman with young, beautiful 24-year-old Jordan Hudson as a mermaid. We're seeing old grandpa-looking Bill Belichick balancing young, nubile, beautiful Jordan Hudson on his feet. And so let the comments begin. And that's what's been happening. But it really, and even though those pictures once again came out and they were kind of, people were like, wow, look at Bill Belichick. Where did this personality come from? Where did this whimsy, where did this carefree spirit come from? Well, once again, you can look at it two ways. He's either compromising his integrity or whatever he used to stand for because his girlfriend asked him or told him to do it, or he's got a new lease on life because of this very unlikely January-December relationship with a 24-year-old. And so once again, even those pictures were intriguing for a moment. People gave it a shrug. Look at these two. And then we moved on. But all that changed about a month or so ago in promoting his new book. Bill Belichick starts to go on a little media tour. Which makes sense. The publisher gets out there and says, I'm sure they gave him a very big advance to write this book. He's a name brand. Brand, there you go. They're expecting the fact that he's in the public eye. There's a new buzz around him because of this relationship. So they're going to get out there and promote this book. I'm sure they gave him, as I said before, a nice advance to write this book. They want to get their money back and make this a bestseller. And so Belichick agrees to appear on CBS Sunday Morning Show, the one that's hosted by Jane Pauley. And so he's being interviewed. It's a taped interview. And regardless of what may have been agreed to, as I said before, yes, the media is interested in you talking about your book. But when you've put yourself into the public square, in the public arena, as a personality and a person, and you have done that with your personal relationship and publicized it and showed it off, yes, I will talk to you about your book, but you're also now an intriguing figure because of this relationship, and you better be ready to speak to both subjects because the media has an expectation to ask about it, because the people watching that will be saying, okay, enough about the book. What about his relationship with the 24-year-old? That's the media's responsibility. That's their job. The media, the reporter themselves and the media in general is in many ways the surrogate for the public. It's their job to ask the questions that the average person would ask, that wants to know the answer to. So Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson cannot publicize their relationship when it's convenient for them, and then decide to stonewall when it isn't. And this is my point. You have to be ready for both sides. You can't have it one way or the other. Bill Belichick was used to having it one way or the other, because when he was the successful coach of the New England Patriots, he could call the shots. He was the head coach, and he was a winning head coach. And so if he wanted to call off a press conference and just get up and walk away, he could do that. And even his bosses, whether it's the owners or the NFL, while they're sure they weren't happy about it, they really wouldn't say much about him because he was successful and adding to the revenue and the popularity of the sport. So he was used to being the king of his castle. But he's not in that position anymore. And now he's got a media-hungry queen next to him, his girlfriend, who clearly is taking advantage of his role as a public figure to boost her profile. 24 years old, ambitious, go-getter, whatever you want to call it, attractive woman. That's what social media lives on. She's trying to elevate her personality. She's trying to lift her brand. She's trying to be a celebrity. Who knows what else she wants to get into? Does she want to become a fashion designer? Does she want to have her own? Look at the Kardashians. I mean, the Kardashians have set the template. Who were they? What were they? Why were they? Why are they? It doesn't matter. They're all billionaires. And so any person there in their teens or 20s looks at Kim Kardashian not as a joke, why some people in of the older generations may say, well, what the hell is this? They look at her as a role model. And I'm sure that Jordan Hudson looks and says, I don't know what it is, but I want to be Kim Kardashian. I don't know what that means. She knows, and she wants that. Living a high life, getting into acting and modeling and having different lines of clothes and makeup and you name it. Jet setting, that's become a career path. It used to be, it's always been a career path, but it was a career path for a very small group of people because the odds of it were just off the charts. And the odds are still off the charts, but a tad easier because there's this new medium. It can happen. It's still greatly unlikely, but the odds are just a tenth of a percentage point better, which at least gives people more of a chance. I have no doubts that Jordan Hudson wants to be Kim Kardashian. I don't know, but I would bet that that's kind of one of her goals, to be this influencer, a content thing. She went to cosmetology school. Maybe she wants to have her own line of makeup or fashion. Who knows? As I said, I don't know why, how, or what Kim Kardashian is, but you can't deny the success she's had. Why she has it, I don't know. But that's not for me to figure out. She has it. Have to admit it. I don't know why. It doesn't affect my life, but it certainly affects some other people's who have made her literally a billionaire. So Jordan has gotten herself into a relationship with a very high-profile, well-known public figure and is using it to her advantage. Whether it's a legitimate or real loving relationship, that's not for us to decide. But there's no question that Jordan is using the juice, if you will, of Bill Belichick's public image to heighten hers. As I said, she's a beauty beauty contest contestant. I guess last year she came in second place in the Miss Maine USA competition. So she clearly has some ambitions. She's a cheerleader. She's a beautiful woman, pageants. She's looking for attention. She's looking for something to elevate her brand, to elevate her personality, to elevate her into another strata of what that is. Who knows? In today's pop culture world, who knows? But as I said, you have to be ready for both sides. If you've put yourself out there, you better be ready for some criticism as well as some praise. So they do this interview on CBS Sunday Morning, and the interview is going fine, and Bill Belichick is talking about his book and blah, blah, blah. And then, inevitably, as would be expected, the question comes up about his relationship with Jordan Hudson. Well, at the beginning, we don't really know that Jordan Hudson is sitting off to the side and watching this whole interview take place. Almost according to then in the sort of the postmortem of the interview, because it became so controversial, in many cases, guiding it, stopping the taping, telling Belichick what he should and should not say, what he should and will not comment on, almost as if she's his PR person, as she's his social media consultant, rather than just his girlfriend, which kind of takes the interviewer a little aback, because I'm here to interview Bill Belichick. I'm not expecting, nor should I, your 24-year-old girlfriend to continually stop our taping and telling you what to not to say and what not to say. Even if Bill Belichick contends that he did the interview on the premise that only the book would be discussed, that's naive. That's silly. That's a horrible response and a horrible explanation for why he's upset about what happened. Because what happened was Jordan Hudson became a part of this story. When the reporter asked how did they meet, suddenly a voice screams out, "We're not talking about this." And he looks to her and says, "Oh, we're not?" And he obeys. Once that happens, this entire story and this entire feature and this entire interview takes on a whole new perspective. It wasn't just about Bill Belichick is here to talk about his new book. The more sensationalized aspect of this, what should have been a very straightforward interview, Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick turned it into a controversy. It really is not her place to tell Bill Belichick what he should talk about and what he shouldn't. But clearly, she believes that she has the right to do that. And now we find out that she's kind of behind the scenes engineering a lot of some of his actions, especially public actions, and wants to be included on emails from his new job at the University of South Carolina or North Carolina. And so suddenly we're finding a whole new aspect to this, what looks like to the public, oh, these two frolicking lovebirds looks almost like this young woman is bossing the former grizzled curmudgeon Bill Belichick around. And he looks like either a confused elderly person listening to his caregiver, or he looks like a subservient man listening to his girlfriend because he doesn't want to get her mad. One way or the other, the reality of this situation, when she chimes in, not only does it look bad for the way the situation looks and brings up questions about their relationship, but what it also does is completely deflates his book, the reason he's there. He's supposed to be the tough, wise, smart sage of the art of winning, this great advisor and philosopher, and sharing his perspective on how he succeeded and his perspective on life. And that's the image that's portrayed in this book that he's trying to sell. Yet, what we see in real life is a 73-year-old man, the perception is, a 73-year-old man being bossed by a 24-year-old girlfriend. Very different from the image that's being portrayed in the book he's trying to sell. So not only did he hurt his own image, not only did she hurt her image, not only did they bring bigger questions to this relationship and the real motivations around it, especially with her barking out orders to the media, to CBS, we're not talking about this. And apparently she did this several times throughout the thing. She was a constant presence. She shouldn't even be there. Why is she at the interview where Bill Belichick is talking about his new book? What does she have to do with the book? Nothing. Except, in her mind, there's a camera around. This is a media opportunity. And I am his unofficial media consultant. Well, no, you're not. Because you broke the first rule. And the first rule was, if you didn't want to talk about your relationship, you shouldn't have agreed to the interview. Regardless of whether what agreement you have had, it doesn't matter. They're going to ask the question. And you let them ask the question. And instead of her barking in with, we're not going to talk about this, Bill Belichick is supposed to say, you know, I don't really want to talk about my private life. I'm here to talk about the book. That's all that he had to say. She didn't need to jump the gun and tell him not to say it. That's what ruined the whole thing. Her barking out the orders. For those of you old enough to remember, it reminded a lot of people of Yoko Ono and John Lennon. And anybody who knows Yoko Ono, whether you like her or not, knows at the very least, whether it was a fair label, she was viewed as a very domineering and dominating presence in his life. Whether that's fair or not, that's up for debate. But that was the public perception. And that's what immediately happened here. Bill Belichick, this grisly, tough football coach, looked like a little wimpy guy, subservient to his 24-year-old girlfriend. Instead of this guy that's going to tell me about the art of winning, he's being ordered by his 24-year-old girlfriend, who seems to think that she has the right to spearhead this interview, to tell him what to say and what not to say. And once again, not aware that you've opened yourself up to that question. How did you meet? What is your relationship about? You put your relationship out there. If you put your relationship out in the public has a right to ask about it. It's the first rule of public relations. But the so-called media savvy person there, she doesn't really understand that. She thinks that social media is fun and is only positive, and that's not the case. And so it made headlines, and there were people talking about being at elder abuse, talking about her being domineering. Charles Barkley said he was worried. He's a friend of Bill Belichick's. That didn't look good. And Bill Belichick's image has taken a major hit. And Jordan Hudson's seems to now have only reinforced what many people were thinking. Is that here's an ambitious woman who is just using Bill Belichick for his fame to elevate her. And in that 1 second, those new perceptions now have been ingrained. They've been validated. They didn't have to be. If she was not at the interview, if Bill Belichick did the interview by himself, he has stonewalled questions throughout his entire career from reporters he didn't want to ask questions about during the football season, about a football game. He could have easily found his way not to answer that question, but she didn't even let him. She was setting the ground rules here. And so in 1 second, whatever they tried to create publicly about this whimsical, fun-loving, beautiful January-December relationship, it validated all the naysayers about an old guy just wanting to go out with a young girl and a young girl using a public figure to elevate her status. That 1 second destroyed Bill Belichick's image and hers. And she was the cause. She shouldn't have been there. If she was there, she shouldn't have been chiming in. It was Bill Belichick's book. It was Bill Belichick is because was the reason the cameras were there. And it was Bill Belichick who was being interviewed. But she doesn't view it that way. And now she's destroyed whatever credibility they may have had. Interesting enough, a couple weeks ago, she entered again the Miss Maine USA or beauty contest. And while she came in second last year, now she came in third. That's not a coincidence, folks. She thought, I think, that hooking up with Bill Belichick was going to raise her public image, raise her personality, raise her likes, and make her, and she was going to use that fame that she was getting off of Bill Belichick to get from second place to first place and to be into that. Because, oh, everybody's going to want to see Bill Belichick's girlfriend in the Miss USA pageant. Well, you know what? That interview destroyed that. And they still didn't get it. There's no way she should have entered that contest. Not only did it not help her to win, it pushed her down another rung from second to third. Because the public is like, no, sorry. You showed a side that we don't like very much. It will be interesting to see how this continues. But you know what? As much as that's a main part of the story, I also started to look at it from another side. That's the most obvious side. That's the side that everybody's been talking about. But the more this had legs, the more this stayed in the media, the more people were commenting on it, the more that it would not go away, I started to look at it from another perspective. And I think it says a lot about who we are once again in today's culture. As I said, from a public relations standpoint, and having worked in PR for 10 years, I think I have a little credibility there. This was a disaster, and it was a disaster by her making. No question about it. She was at fault on every point. She's not as media savvy as she thinks because she only understands one aspect of media, social media, and that is to take a picture of yourself and post it. She doesn't understand the true ramifications of what it means to put yourself into the public arena. She may be learning it now, but it's a really tough and could be a very image-killing lesson to learn. We'll see. I think, as I said, we've already seen some of the consequences of it. She entered this beauty pageant, and it didn't help her. Her Bill Belichick connection now didn't help her win. It actually brought her down a rung. But I looked at it from another standpoint. And we could talk about, as I said before, the domineering young girl that's pulling the old man by the leash. The Yoko factor, if you will, of a domineering woman taking over for a well-known male personality, respected personality. Somehow a woman is running whatever he says. That was the image of John and Yoko in many ways. Whether it was right or wrong, she was blamed for breaking up the Beatles. We know now that really wasn't the case in reality, but that was the perception for decades. And many times perceptions become accepted as fact, whether they're real or not. if the perceptions persist, and if the images are strong enough. And that image of her saying, "We're not talking about this," when asked, "How did you two meet?" Well, first of all, it looks very defensive. I would think if you were promoting your relationship on social media and how in love you were on the red carpet and on the beach and your mermaid outfit, most couples that I know who are in a loving relationship love to tell people how they met. It's their origin story. It's romantic. Whether it's even exciting or not, it's a part of their history. They like to tell it. Oh, I met him in a bar. We met here. Oh, I didn't like him at first. You enjoy telling your origin story of your relationship when you have deep feelings or when you're in love. That's part of it. But she, there now you bring up questions about the motivation of this. Why would you not want to tell the world if you've been publicizing your love relationship? Why wouldn't you want to tell them how you met? Why wouldn't you tell the public about it? You've already shared it, that you're out there, that you're in love, that you're getting along. Mermaid pictures, balancing pictures, red carpet pictures. Why is how you met so taboo? Once again, that comment in a second validated all the naysayers. Well, there's got to be something else to this. And then all of a sudden, all the conspiracy theories grow out of that. Whether there is something to hide about how they met or not, it doesn't matter. By her saying that, she allowed the conspiracy theories she validated the conspiracy theories, and she welcomed them in. Just a disastrous moment from a PR standpoint on every level. But from a cultural and societal level, I wanted to take a look at it from this side. If Bill Belichick was doing his interview and his girlfriend, his partner, whatever you want to call him, Bill Belichick is 73 years old. If she was 65 and she was sitting on the side and she had said, "Excuse me a second, Bill, I don't know if we really want to discuss that." Would there have been as much controversy? Probably not. At the same time, would there have been that much attention on this, on Bill Belichick, and even on this book, if he was going out with a 65-year-old woman? Probably not, because a 73-year-old going out with a 65-year-old isn't odd, isn't strange. It's normal. So that attention wouldn't have been brought to that. People wouldn't have been looking or even asking, "How did you meet?" Because you probably met whatever. But when you see a 24-year-old and a 73-year-old, you go, "How the heck did, where were you two at the same place? How did your two worlds even, intersect for you to meet?" And not only meet, but then develop a relationship. If he was going out with a 65-year-old woman, you would say, "Who cares? What's the difference? It's not, they probably had a mutual friend or whatever." It wouldn't be that enticing to find out. But this is so out of the norm. A 73-year-old, a 24-year-old, how they met is important, is intriguing, is a question. And it's a question because they made it a question, because they made their relationship public. Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson didn't have to go out on the red carpets. They didn't have to post these pictures of the fisherman and the mermaid. He could have had a very quiet and subtle behind-the-scenes relationship with her. I don't know who Bill Belichick has been married to or who he's gone out with in the past. Why do I know now? Because his girlfriend made sure you knew. But so the interesting part is we we looked at this relationship with a jaundiced eye because it seemed so weird. If the same question had been, if the same comment had been made by a 65-year-old girlfriend of Bill Belichick's, it probably wouldn't have been that controversial. In fact, CBS probably wouldn't even have highlighted it. They wouldn't have told you about it. They would have respected their privacy. But because the 24-year-old and the 73-year-old made a spectacle of their relationship, that question needed to be asked, and her comment, her elusive comment and directive, "We're not talking about that," suddenly became important. So once again, the age difference makes a difference. We're intrigued by the age gap. In today's world, there are big age gap kind of relationships, especially celebrity ones. What I find interesting when you stop and think about this, then we're going to put the Bill Belichick and the Jordan Hudson relationship into the grouping of other May, December, as I say in this point, January, December kind of groups with 10, 15, 20, 30 year differences. For instance, they're looked at in today's world from two different perspectives. When the man is older and the woman is younger, it's initially looked at as kind of creepy. The motivations are questioned, mostly by the young woman. Why would she be with this older guy? Does he have money? Does he have fame? What is she trying to get from it? Gold digger, that whole thing. Now, interestingly enough, in today's world, because we are in a kind of female empowerment culture now, the irony is, though, if the 60-year-old woman is going out with the 25-year-old man, the cultural perception for most in today's world is, way to go. You go, girl. Look at you. If the men can do it, so can we. There's an interesting double standard. Why isn't that creepy? Why isn't it creepy that a 60-year-old woman is going out with somebody who's old enough to be her son's best friend or her grandson's best friend? Why isn't that creepy? Why is that encouraged and you go, girl? But when the older man is with the younger woman, that's creepy. We need to start to think about, how are we viewing these things? From what prism? There is a double standard. Why? Why is the age gap? If there's an age gap, we either accept the age gap and or we don't. The gender shouldn't matter. But it seems to matter. The older man and the younger woman is kind of looked at suspiciously. The old man is a creep. The young girl is a gold digger. The age gap with the older woman and the younger man is good for you. Good for you, older woman. You're getting a young stud. You're a cougar. It's encouraged. It's accepted. It's validated. Interesting. Why is that? Why do we have a double standard? And why are we allowing the double standard? If the age gap relationship is accepted, it should be accepted with the older man and the younger woman, as well as the older woman and the younger man. But it doesn't seem to sit that way. I wonder why. I don't know why. But it's something to think about. Another thing that I noticed, you know, this whole controversy with this interview seemed to explode right around the time that the finale of the television show White Lotus was ending, the finale. And what I found interesting was one of the leading and most popular relationships on the White Lotus show, which is all about relationships, different people, you know, at one resort, and there's always a murder, but we're always intrigued by the personalities and the couples. And one of the main couples that became the stars of that show, aside from wondering who's going to get murdered, one of the main couples was a May-December kind of relationship between the two characters played by Walter Goggins and Amy Lou Wood. Now, Walter Goggins is 53 years old. Amy Lou Wood, is 31 years old. 22-year age gap. How come that relationship was the most popular and intriguing on the show? 20-year age gap. Older man, younger woman. How come the old man isn't a creep? How come the young girl isn't a gold digger? Since the show ended, both of these actors' profiles have risen. Walter Goggins was at the Met Gala with her. He's hosted Saturday Night Live. He's everywhere. This guy was a relatively unknown character actor for years. He gets on White Lotus. He's in this May-December relationship with a young, quirky-looking, beautiful woman. And it's embraced. It's loved. Why wasn't he the creepy old man and the young girl? My view? Because they were both good-looking. I don't think we have a problem with an age gap relationship if the people are good looking. Then it's okay. I'm going to defend Bill after more than an hour of kind of talking, you know, questioning the Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson relationship. I'm going to now say, well, what the heck is wrong with the Bill Belichick Jordan Hudson relationship? Yeah, there's 50 years. That's a big gap, but there's still a gap. But do we have a problem with this because Bill Belichick is not a dashing 73-year-old Warren Beatty type? But as I said, he's kind of a frumpy, curmudgeon-y Fred Flintstone type, and there's this beautiful, young 24-year-old girl on his arm? Would we be okay with it if a 24-year-old actress was going out, or anybody was going out with a 73-year-old movie star who we considered still attractive and hot? I bet you we wouldn't have a problem with it. But Belichick doesn't fit the mold. He's not a dashing leading man who's 73. He's not Cary Grant. You know, Cary Grant was married to Diane Cannon. Cary Grant was married to a young woman when he died with 20, 30, 40-year difference, and no one cared. Cary Grant had a little daughter with his wife when he died. No one cared. You know why? Because he was dashing Cary Grant. The age difference didn't matter for some reason because he was good-looking. On White Lotus, here's this older man with a younger woman. They shouldn't have anything in common. They didn't seem to have anything in common. But everybody loved this couple. Everybody was intrigued this couple. Why? Because Walter Goggins Amy Lou Wood were attractive. We didn't care about the 20-year gap. So then I started to think, well, what about some other May-December kind of relationships? And the difference, well, I just went online and started to, just off the top of my head, John Hamm, the dashing actor from Mad Men, good-looking guy, masculine looks. Everybody loves John Hamm. Well, you know what? He's 52, and he just got married to a 35-year-old. Why isn't that creepy? 17-year difference. Nobody's saying that's creepy. George Clooney and his wife, Amal. George Clooney is 64 years old. His wife, Amal, is 17. I'm sorry, 47. Once again, 17-year age gap. Fairly big. Considered a May-December relationship. Nobody. They're the toast of Hollywood. George and Amal. George and Amal. Why? Because George is a dashing movie star leading man, and his wife Amal, a very accomplished lawyer, international lawyer, but also very beautiful woman. We don't seem to have a problem with the age gap. Brad Pitt is 61 years old. Yeah, he's 61 years old. He may not look like it, but he's 61 years old. His current girlfriend, Inez D. Ramon, is 35. 34-year difference. Easily grandfather, could be a grandfather and a granddaughter to some extent. Certainly a father and a daughter. I don't hear anybody complaining about a 30-year age difference. I'm sorry, it's not. It's 26 years. I'm sorry. But still, almost 30-year age difference. How come no one's complaining? Because Brad Pitt is a matinee idol. He's a good-looking guy. We don't care. We care about the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson relationship because Bill isn't the dashing young man. Leonardo DiCaprio, his well-earned, I should say, image in Hollywood is that when any of one of his girlfriends turns 24, 25, he breaks up with them. He pretty much goes out with 19 and 20-year-olds. I think he's going out with a 19-year-old right now. He's 50 years old. Once again, 30-year difference. And it's constant. His girlfriends never see the age 25. They're not his girlfriends anymore. Why don't we object to that? That's the joke in Hollywood about Leonardo DiCaprio. His girlfriends are teenagers or in their young 20s. When they hit 22 or 23, he dumps them. That's the image he has. But why isn't he looked at as a pariah? Why isn't he looked as a creep? Why isn't he looked at as somebody robbing the cradle? He's going out with potentially high school girls. Why isn't he a creep? Because he's Leonardo DiCaprio. Because he's a good-looking guy. Interesting double standards. When the man is older and the girl is younger, it's creepy, and there's an ulterior motive. When the woman is older and the man is younger, it's female empowerment. It's you go, girl. Good for you. Double standard. When there's a big age gap between two people, it seems that if we are attracted to both of them, if they're both attractive people, we don't mind it. If it's George Clooney and Amal, who have a 17-year age gap, if it's John Hamm and his wife, 17-year age gap, we don't mind because John Hamm's a good-looking guy. George Clooney's a good-looking guy. He's not a creep. He's not creepy old man like Bill Belichick, even though George Clooney is only about 7 or 8 years younger than Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's a creep, but George Clooney is not. Bill Belichick is dating a younger woman. George Clooney is married to a younger woman. But George Clooney isn't viewed as a creep. Bill Belichick is. Why is that? Brad Pitt is 61. His girlfriend is 35. Why isn't he a creep? It's very interesting. It's really easy to look at Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson and say, as I said before, old man looking to relive his youth and young gold digger trying to live off the money or the fame of the guy. Look at those two. Looks like a grandpa and his granddaughter. But when Walter Goggins is in White Lotus on a TV show with Amy Lou Wood, we don't have a problem with their 20-year age gap because they're sexy and good-looking. We don't have a problem with George Clooney and Amal's age gap. We don't have a problem with Jack Hamm and his wife's age gap. We don't have a problem with Brad Pitt and his girlfriend's age gap. We don't have a problem with Leo DiCaprio and his string of young girlfriends and a 20 and 30 year age gap. We don't seem to have a problem with that. Why is that? So you know what? This Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson relationship is interesting for a variety of points. And we'll see how long it lasts. As I said, ours is not to judge. They may even get married. Who knows? Or they may break up. But it's interesting how we view these relationships. It's not uniform. It's not the same. It's very subjective. And it seems to depend on who the people are. And in some cases, what they look like or what gender they are as to how we accept it. And that's where the hypocrisy comes from. That's where the double standard comes from. That's the problem that I have with it. If you have a problem with an age gap relationship, then you should have a problem with an age gap relationship regardless of the gender of each side and regardless of the attractiveness of it. But that doesn't seem to be the case. So all I can say is, hey, Bill and Jordan, you love birds? Good luck to you. And so ends another episode of Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. Every Monday, a new episode is posted at WGNRadio.com or wherever you go to find your favorite podcast. We are there. And don't forget to tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who listens to a podcast that your favorite podcast is Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic, and it should be theirs too. Your loyalty and devotion are much appreciated. Hope you enjoyed episode number 469. I'm Jim Tirano. I ain't here on business. I'm only here for fun. You've been listening to Elton Jim's Captain Podtastic. From the end of my mind to your ears.